So this is Christ Church version of Luke 6, chapter 46 to 49.
There once were two men. One was called Mr. A.K. Alan Forrest Tried Junior Demon Front Force Manger. Manager. Manager of the very large company somewhere in London. He was, of course, rich. Tell them how rich you were, Mr. A.K. Alan Forrest Tried Junior Demar Front. Quite. Sadly, he was not very bright. The second man, however, was Gilbert J. Hummingway and had absolutely nothing special value except his brain. He was very, very wise. I knew you'd agree. Now it happened one day in 18 BC, both these men wanted to build a house, so they each set off in search for a nice, pretty spot to build their house. The foolish man picked up a spot just somewhere off the Honolulu, which was sunny, warm, and generally a very nice place to build a house. He ordered his bricks, cement, and concrete. His house was built in no time. The wise man, however, looked at the rolling clouds in the sky. He knew there was rain coming soon, so he decided to build a new house in the high, rocky place. He found a very large hill just outside Edinburgh, which was not very nice at all. He ordered his bricks and cement, and his house was built on hard rock. When they had both finished their houses, the foolish man ordered a cocktail, put his suntan lotion on, and sunbathed in his happy new house. The wise man, however, had just went outside his house working out the best place and best angle for his large tree in the rockery. Just then, the storm brewed on the rich man's island and started to blow a gale and started to rain. And the rain turned to snow, the weather beat and bruised the foolish man's house, and the foolish man's house fell flat. The foolish man sat alone, and he lost his money, all his money, because his house was not built on the firm foundation. The wise man, however, had a very nice smile, a storm. It was very windy and it began to rain. The rain turned into snow, but the wise man's house had stood firm because it was built on a firm foundation, and it was very nice too.
Well done, thank you. Well, it's my birthday this week, and one of my sons gave me this tin can robot. I'm looking forward to building this. Anybody here ever been given something like this? Something where you've got to sort of build something, a kit, anything like that? Anybody ever been given something like that? Yeah, oh, definitely there are some. Now, I need to know, how many of you, if you're given something like that, just open the box and start putting it together straight away without bothering to look at the instructions? Be honest. Yes, yes. What a lot of grown-ups we've got who do that. You've got the instructions, but you don't do anything with them. It seems to be the way of the world. And that kind of points us a bit to one of the challenges about school. You see, if you want to get a kind of Bible's eye view of what school should be, it isn't just about learning a load of facts. Those facts are important, like having a good foundation, but once you've got the foundation, you need to build on it. You actually need to put what you've learned into practice. You've got to pay some attention to the instructions. For example, what is the point of knowing how to multiply numbers together if in the end, when you're given a big sum to do, you just guess? What's the point of learning to read a map and then when you're out on a journey, you just toss a coin to decide which way to go? What's the point of knowing that we're supposed to be kind to one another and then going and being nasty? What's the point of knowing that greenhouse gases damage the atmosphere and then still burning just as much fossil fuel anyway? You see, God wants us to know things, but not just to know things, but to use what we know wisely. And of course, that doesn't just apply to children at school. It applies to all of us. This term, in our services at church here, we're thinking about that. We're thinking about growing. How can we grow as followers of Jesus? Last week, we were thinking about growing through prayer. Prayer is really about a relationship with God. Later on, we'll be thinking about how do we grow through worship and service and even suffering. But it wouldn't actually do us much good just to hear a talk about that. Think to yourself, that was all right. And then go and do nothing about it. That's why you'll find inside your news sheet a little leaflet. This kind of, we're trying now on a Sunday morning to kind of encourage people to just jot down something from the sermon that they think, oh, wow, that could be useful, just to go away and think about during the week. Because whilst having a good foundation is vital, what you build on that foundation is pretty important as well. Let's listen to something from the Bible which talks about that. Steve Singleton, who's one of our governors, is going to come and read from the Bible for us.
Today the reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 to 17, and can be found in 1196 in the Pew Bibles. You, however, know all about my teachings, my way of life, my purpose, my faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, what kind of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live in a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evildoers and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and what you have become convinced of, because you know from those from whom you learnt it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All scriptures is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. This is the word of the Lord.
I think in that, firstly, there was something for teachers and parents For all of us who are helping children to grow up. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, what kind of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium and Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Now, this was written by a guy called Paul. He was writing to Timothy, and Paul was like Timothy's mentor. And just look what he says. He says, you know all about my teaching. Yeah. Paul needed to teach Timothy. But also, you know all about my way of life. My purpose. My faith. For Paul, it could never just be a case of teaching Timothy stuff. Being a good teacher or a mentor involves showing someone what this looks like in practice. As the American philosopher Abraham Joshua Heschel once said, what we need more than anything else is not textbooks, but text people. See, it's no good just telling a child that they should be loving. They need to see what that looks like. It's no good just telling a child about having faith in God. They need to see the difference that makes. It's no good just telling a child they should be patient. They need to see us being patient. It's no good just telling a child that God's made a wonderful world for us. They should be able to see what that means for us to live as if God has, as if this is God's world. So you see, real education is not just about facts. It is not just about getting through those tests, getting those SATs done, anything like that. It's about showing a child how to live. That's true in school. It has to be true here in church as well. It's about us showing our children what a genuine Christian life looks like. It's about us showing those who maybe come to church for the first time what that bloke who stands at the front talking about, what that really looks like when it's lived out. Whether it is school or whether it is church, what we need more than anything else is not textbooks, but text people. So that's something for those of us who are older, those of us who are teachers, those of us who are parents, whatever. That's something that's a challenge for us. We need to be people who model what life really should look like. But this passage doesn't just say something to those of us who are older and teachers and parents. Because Steve also read, but as for you, continue in what you've learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you've learned it and how from infancy you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. But as for you, continue in what you have learned. You see, you need to go on using the things that you have learned. And I was kind of thinking a bit about this week, and I realized that there are just so many things I have learned in my life that I seem to have forgotten. When I was at school, in maths, I learned all about differentiation and integration. In science, I learned all sorts of laws. I learned how elements combine. And I can't remember any of it. Now, I don't actually think that not remembering those things has diminished my life too much. But there are things where remembering and continuing is much more important. Just think. Just imagine. You children, just imagine the things that you learn in year two. Just imagine if you get to the end of year two and think, oh, right, done that, can forget all that lot now. Be no good, would it? The things you learn are the foundation which you need to build on. You need to keep going. And that's true for all of us. And there's one special area where we need to do that. how from infancy you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. You see, one of the great things about Christ Church School is being able to lay for our children not just an academic foundation, but that foundation of understanding who God is, what Jesus has done for them, understanding that love of God that Kat was speaking about earlier. But here's the thing, if you forget the things you've learned about Jesus, if you forget about his love and his goodness, you will actually lose the things that make life tick. Jesus once said that he had come so that people could have life and have it to the full. So without Jesus, your life will never be all that it could be. And yet there's something that you just have to keep putting into practice. You have to build on that foundation. So, for those of us who are older, we need to make sure that we are showing how to live and not just telling it. For those who are younger, you need to build on what you've learned and not forget it. And for all of us, it is actually the Bible which is the best textbook, because the Bible shows us Jesus, who is the ultimate text person. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's why studying the Bible is such a good thing. Yes, sometimes the Bible does rebuke and correct us, and I guess that none of us like that. But even then, it is how God is at work shaping us into the people he's made us to be. You will only ever grow as a Christian by spending time studying the Bible and allowing God to speak to you through it. In fact, you will never be the person you could be unless you're doing that. So for all of us, school can give us the foundation that we need. But we have to build wisely on that foundation. The Bible gives us the best foundation to build our lives on, but we need not just to hear what it says, but to put it into practice. That's what Jesus told people. That's what that sketch was all about. Hear what Jesus said and put it into practice, and that's like building your life on a rock. Hear what Jesus says and do nothing with it. That's like building your life on sand.